I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. In the days ahead, do not be alarmed if you notice somebody at night spotlighting near your home. I'll tell you why coming up after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. The DNR is planning to do a spotlight deer survey over the next month and a half across West Virginia. Gary Foster is game management supervisor at DNR and says they decided the time had come to do this.
Primarily, when we did the revision of the deer operational plan here recently, this is kind of a byproduct of that plan that we wanted to try to get a better handle on deer densities throughout West Virginia, and so we've expanded that survey methodology, and we're going to take it statewide. And for this year, anyway, we're going to be conducting surveys in 41 counties.
Now, according to Foster, the spotlight surveys have been a tool used quite a bit across the country and on a limited basis here in West Virginia. It's an effective way, with a lot of math, to determine just how dense the deer numbers have become.
The calculations are based upon deer groups and the number of deer observed, and and actually, the formulas that are the numbers are crunched. You take the angle off your main transect and the distance from your location, you know, from the road in the vehicle where you're sighting the deer from, to the distance to the deer. Those different calculations, the byproduct at the end, or the end product, we're hoping to get is a fairly accurate idea in terms of the deer per square mile.
So if this is so accurate and dependable, why are we only now using it in the Mountain State?
Probably the big reason for that is it's a major commitment in terms of manpower. You know, to run 41 routes, you know, a crew's going to have three individuals, a minimum of three people in a crew. Some routes will take multiple nights to do.
The DNR has a lot of preparation for this, and that's included informing those who live along those routes or property where they'll be spotlighting. Foster says, rest assured, there's no trespassing or shooting involved.
This is all just visual spotting. We will not be entering anybody's property. We're not going to be shooting or collecting any deer. It's all just visual sighting, collecting data such as, you know, the number of deer in a group and the age and the sex of the deer and then the measurements in terms of distance and angles off the road and that type of thing.
And that observation work's going to be ongoing through the middle or late December. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.